injuries, that can stress, strain communication sometimes. If you've got groups out there that haven't been together a lot, how have you guys been working through that kind of stuff?
I think we have a tight-knit group, you know, as far as being able to guys work with different players all the time, you know, especially in training camp. You know, I mean, there would be times where, you know, myself would go work with the threes and team periods, and Malcolm would be with the twos. So, I mean, we were able to, we've worked with everybody. So, because you never know who's going to be able to play for you. You know, you don't know who's going to be on the team. You don't know what type of injuries are going to happen. So, everyone is building that camaraderie on the field and being able to understand the strengths and weaknesses of each player, you know, by being able to switch it up and not just having a traditional ones go with the ones all the time and twos go with the two all the time, but constantly mixing and matching the different personnels.
So that's not an issue.
It's not an issue. No, I mean, at the end of the day, it just comes down to having guys compete, you know, and having faith and believing in their technique that they can play in this league, especially for the younger guys that come in and step in, like Eric Rowe did this past week for us.
Yeah.
So. Well, how do players continue to take responsibility? You know, whether it's a defense for the last drive, whether it's the offense for not converting on first down. When you're in this situation, how do the players, do you think, have to take responsibility?
I mean, we hold ourselves to a high standard, so I mean, it's having that personal accountability to be able to make sure you're doing everything that you need to benefit the team. You know, at the end of the day, you know, it's one of the greatest team sports in the world, and understanding that everyone has to contribute, everyone has to do their part, so we can be effective. And on the offense, or on the defense side of the ball, we have to come together collectively to be able to play smarter football in some of our coverages to where we don't beat ourselves. And that's something that we realized coming out this past week in game, and we're making those necessary adjustments and improvements to be able to be more effective in that situation.